Blog Talk Radio.
That's my godbrother, Pastor Troy Thomas. It is an awesome CD. You can hit us and ask us for it, and we will be happy to mail you out a copy. This man of God is definitely anointed in worship and praise. Recently has been elevated to pastor by God, and we just want to encourage him to continue on doing what the Lord said do. We thank each and every one of you for listening to God Still Heals with myself, Kathy Ann Kendall. I am excited today to be able to be heard, to be able to be in the land of the living, have the activities of my limb. But most of all, I'm excited about a desire to be saved, to live saved, and to continue to walk in the kingdom of God with the fellowship of his people. It's awesome. It is awesome, it's awesome, it's awesome. Tonight we're going to talk about, will you cry out to God? Will you cry out to God? We're going to ask you to call someone and let them know that God Still Heals is on the line, that we want to share the word of God with his people, because it's so important that when God gives us an opportunity, that we are able to tell someone else about his goodness. Not just keep it to ourselves, not just eat at the table and get up, but to be able to spread the gospel throughout all of the nations. We're excited about that. We give honor to God, who is definitely the head of our life, and I don't say that lightly. I am excited about him being the head of my life because I remember when he was not. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Antoine Thomas of Fountains of Living Waters Church, and our very own apostle, Apostle Sandra Thomas. I thank God for each and one of the ministry gifts that he sent to help me. I just want to give a shout out to Sister Jackie, to Sister Lucy. I thank God for these women of God, to Reverend Toby. I thank God for you, man of God, for all of the people of God, for Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Troy Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, all of the people of God who continue to hold us up in prayer. Sister Medisa Smith, we thank God for you. Pastor Stewart and Father Stewart, we love you and we thank God for you. I appreciate the people of God. Sister Gladys, we thank God for you. It is awesome, awesome, awesome what I see him doing in the body of Christ. We are excited. We're going to go ahead and begin with prayer on tonight. You all, I am pretty full, so we, you know, if somebody need to tap me and tell me to slow down, it's okay. Father, thank you so much. Father, thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father, because you are God all by yourself. Hallelujah, that you have all power in heaven and in earth and in hell. God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for all the things that you've promised us. I thank you for all of the things that you've already done. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for this ministry. God, we thank you for God Still Healed. We thank you that you called it to be, hallelujah, and that you're fashioning and shaping it into the ministry that shall please you forever in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Father, we ask you to forgive all of our sins, known and unknown. God, it's our desire to please you, to walk upright before you. God, we ask that your anointing would come forth and destroy every yoke and lift every burden. We command every mind to come in and be good ground for the word in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll plant your word into the hearts of your people that they may grow thereby in the name of Jesus. God, that if these people are good ground, they have ears to hear, we declare that their eyes can see. Adiosaya, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God is a good God, you all. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I have learned without a shadow of a doubt. I thank God for every trial and every tribulation. I thank God today for every time he said no. I thank him that for every time that he said no, because the Bible says that our hearts are deceitfully wicked and no man could know it except for God. You all, our heart will betray us. Do you hear me? Your heart will tell you you want something that's not good for you. Your heart will cause you to repeat some stuff. And what do I mean by that? Because it'll make you go off your emotions. It'll make you go off your flesh. And that's always a road to trouble. Your emotions are always a road to trouble. Why? Because they change. One day I heard a minister say, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. And I said, wow, that seemed a little funny. You know, that's what we say about people who are bipolar, who have issues. But I've come to understand the meaning of that is that I've got to stand on the word of God, that it's not changeable, that it's solid. Hallelujah. Now I understand why the older people would say everything else is sinking sand. Ha-ha, because it'll change. Hallelujah. If you're standing on sand and there's no water, it's one way. But when that water hits that sand, you're going to sink. And it might sink. You might sink even. You might sink unbalanced. It depends on how much water it is. But the wonderful thing about the word of God is that it's inflammable. It has no error in it. Hallelujah. I thank God for the people that he's placed in my life that will stand on his word. You all, I'm not a wimp by any means. I'm not. And there's times when I can become emphatic about something, and I thought that I heard God say something, and I begin to tell the woman of God, no, I don't believe that. I don't see that. That's not what I hear. And she stood on the word of God, and she said, that's not for you. Don't settle for that. My God in heaven. And you all, now, I promise you that it wasn't an easy doing. I don't want you to think that it was a walk in the cake for me. Why? Because I had let my emotions get involved. Oh, my God. I had allowed myself to walk in areas where I was like, God, you know, I don't understand this. This is what I heard you say. I know I heard you say this. And I did hear him say that, but I never went back for instruction. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? And when the woman of God began to say, no, that's not for you. That's not what God has for you. Wait, Kathy, wait. Don't do that. Don't move on that. I was hurt. I didn't understand why everyone couldn't see what I saw. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I'm talking about in a relationship. I'm talking about that I felt that God had sent this person in my life and that they were going to be in my life for the rest of my life. You all from the outside, the package was good. Do you hear me? They cared. They went to church. They were an armor bearer for their pastor. And everything seemed right. My God to heaven. But the woman that God had set in my life, thank you, Jesus, to watch for my soul, began to say, no, that's not God's order. That's not how he would have it to be. That's not what he said for you. That's settling. Don't do it. Wait. Now, how many people want to hear wait when they're in love? Wait. I done waited a long time already. You know, we can tell God, I have waited long enough. Now the prince and the chariot has arrived, and we are about to board. But I thank God. I thank God for Apostle Thomas. You all, if you heard God say something, it's a wrap. Do you hear me? I don't care what it looked like. I don't care how much you cry. You could kick your feet. If she heard God say it, she's going to stand on it until God fulfills it. And I have a friend in the gospel, and she was right there saying no. Matter of fact, she told me, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to continue to pray. She said, because God's going to tear it down. He's going to reveal it. He's going to show it to you. And now it's been some 2.5 years later. Now, I did wait. I didn't wait happily, though. I don't want you to think that I was clapping my hands and jumping up and down. I went ahead and did what God told me to do, but I wasn't happy about what I was doing. I was doing it out of the place of God. She's never been wrong. Now, listen to what I said. I said, God, she's never been wrong. Never in bringing us up in Christ had she said to me that God said something, and I didn't see it fulfilled by what she had said. Now, I'm saying that because I need you to understand that when God puts a shepherd in your life, hallelujah, when God puts a prophet in your life, and I'm not talking about a parking lot prophet, I'm talking about that you can look at their life, that you can look at and see the fruit of God. He said, how will they know? No, the people said, how will we know them? And he said, by their fruit, that you can look at the fruit of their life, the fruit of their walk with Christ, and you can eat from it. You can grow thereby from it. And then, my God in heaven, and that person in that physical body is saying something. They're giving you instruction from heaven. And you all, I followed it, and I thank God. Not because I was excited about it. You all, I can't even say because I believed it. It was surely because they continued to say, no, that's not what God said. And I was like, God, they're standing on this. They won't move. I've prayed. I've asked you. And you all, I'm serious about this. I can't think of any other place in my life that I had prayed and I couldn't get clarity from God, that he didn't make it plain and clear. But how many know that we want God to come one way sometimes, and we want him to speak one way? And he had already said it through the prophet. He had already said it through the apostle. And I didn't want to receive it from them. I wanted to hear God for myself. Don't that sound like the children of Israel? My God in heaven. I'm telling you, God will send you an answer, and you can turn it away and say, nope, that's not God. I want it like this. Beware of that, people of God, that when God sends his word, my, that we won't receive it, that we won't wrap ourselves in it. I wasted a lot of time, and I don't want you to waste it. Hallelujah, glory to God. And here we are some 2.5 years later, and today, today I see, glory to God, today I see what she was talking about 2 years ago. And all I can say is, God, thank you. Now I can see what she saw 2.5 years ago. But now I can see it. I couldn't see it before. And I thank God that he loves us enough, my God in heaven, that he will send someone in your life, hallelujah, that he'll send that nation in your life and not let you make a mistake that will cost you many, many days of trouble, many, many days of sorrow. God, I thank you. Now, I'm telling you all, listen to what I'm saying, that we, the people of God, those of us, because you all, I'm not a sinner. I believe God. I hear him. But I wasn't hearing him through the woman of God and through the prophet. I wanted him to tell me yes or no. And God was like, I run this. And I told you through them. Now what? Oh, God, I thank you. When we're in the house of God and we're sitting under leadership, we have to be mindful of the spirit of rebellion, irregardless of how subtle it is. Oh, my God, it'll come in. Now, I want you to know this is not my subject. It'll come in. The spirit of rebellion will come in, and you'll find yourself beginning to do things that you wouldn't normally do. Maybe you're missing Bible study. Maybe you're missing church. Maybe you've decided, I'm not going to go to that particular prayer meeting, or I'm not going to be on that particular auxiliary anymore, and you didn't exit it correctly. You didn't talk to the person that was in charge of it. You didn't go to God and pray about it. My God in heaven. You decided through your own emotions. You decided through your own intellect that this is what was going to be best. My God in heaven. But when you know you're moving by your emotion, it's because that's not the normality for you. That's not the normality. That's not what the Bible says. And normally when we are obedient children, we do what the Bible says. But when rebellion comes in, and it comes in very subtly, because it can't just blow up. It just can't snatch you out because you've been in God too long for that. But it comes in subtly. Uh-huh. You all of a sudden you're late for church, and before you were early, my God in heaven, now you're not going to prayer. Now you're missing midweek service. Y'all don't hear me. And all of a sudden you're getting weaker and weaker in the spirit, but you don't even recognize it. You don't understand that when you tell the enemy to go, that he's not going. So you're still going through the motions, but you've left God. You've left your first love. Because why? Because something hurt you, because something moved you away. And God is saying, but that wasn't me. Hallelujah. Why do I pay the penalty? We got a generation now that says that they can worship at home. We've got a generation now because of television and the internet that says I can do it like this. But he said, forsake not thyself for the assembly. Hallelujah. That there's strength in brethren. He said that one put 1,000 and two put 10,000. So then what is it in the collective body? You can't get that at home in your living room. You can't get that through the internet. Why? Because he said that we would jointly fit it together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we've got to come into the place of prayer for the rhema word that he's pouring out right then and right there. That is what's for us. That's what we need. That shepherd needs to be able. You know how when we go into a service and that man of God or that woman of God begins to speak to that very thing in your heart, that very thing that's going on in your life right then and there. And sometimes we'll even confess out of our mouths, you know what, I hadn't talked to my pastor about that. That thing was weighted on my heart, but I hadn't shared it with him or I hadn't shared it with her. And God spoke through them and broke that thing. That's what the enemy is trying to keep you away from, because he knows that if you go into the house of God, glory to God, that the man or woman of God is going to speak to that thing and it's going to break. God's going to destroy it, and he's trying to keep you bound. So then he keeps you outside of the house of God. Oh, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. But I'm telling you today, obedience. When you like it, obey. When you don't, obey. Oh, glory to God. I heard a man of God say that his mother had told him that there were two times to praise God, when he felt like it and when he didn't. I said, well, that covers everything, don't it? We can raise our hands and tell God thank you and still be disobedient. We can give our money and tithe and offering and still be disobedient. Rebellion is a subtle spirit, and it comes in. But the Bible says that the spirit of rebellion is unto, likened unto the spirit of witchcraft. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God today that he will get in our face, get in our collar, and say to us that I said that obedience was better than sacrifice. Do what I said. Don't tell me about what you did. Do what I said. Don't that sound like our parents? Isn't that what our parents said? I don't want to hear about that. Do what I told you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. You all, I thank God. He is so awesome. He is so mighty. He does some things. Make your head turn. Make your head turn. Hallelujah. But we pray and we ask him to uncover stuff. We say, God, I don't want to be deceived. And I want to just, you know, I want to obey you. And I want my eyes to see. And I want my ears to hear. You know how we do that, right? And then when he starts pulling the cover off of stuff. See, we didn't know he was going to pull our cover off. We thought he was just going to pull off Sister Green Jean cover. But he began to show us. Do you see that? Ain't that ugly? Now, look at that. That's ugly, too. I still love you, but that's ugly. That's got to go. That can't stay. You know, it's like remodeling your whole house, and then somebody come and bring you some ugly furniture to put in it. And you're thinking, why would I put that in my pretty house? I just redid you. That's what God is saying. I redid you. Why would I let that ugly stuff stay in you? I pulled the cover off of it so that it could go. Don't stay in lowly bar. Deliverance is a part of growing. It's a part of the walk. It's a part of salvation. He's going to show you the ugly stuff. You know why? Because he wants it to get out. Hallelujah. He wants you to see it for what it is. Know that he still loves you and kick it out. He wants to break the bondage. He wants to destroy it. Yes. He wants us to be free. Glory to God. You all, today I was sharing with a friend of mine. I said, I've been agitated and irritated. And I'm like, God, what's the wrong? Am I in your will? Is it something that's going on? What's the problem? Because I'm short patient. And I would catch myself and situation was going on. I said, God, my temperance is off. My attitude is wrong, and I need you to do something for me. And I went for a ride, and I was still agitated. Glory to God. Got away from some people, and I was still agitated. And I said, God, now, you know, I just don't believe in all that foolishness about, you know, we say it's that time of the month, and then we cut a fool. I said, now, this right here, this ain't went nowhere. I done rebuked the devil. I done bound it. I'm like, what is the problem? Jesus, please. And God told me, get quiet. Get quiet. I said, get quiet. Okay. He said, know that I am the Lord thy God, and that when you cry out to me, I hear you. But will you cry out? If you go to the book of Psalms with me, to the 107th Psalm, verses 19 and 20. I'm sorry, that's not right. It's 107th Psalm, verses 19 and 20. It says, they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You all, I'm going to read that again. He said, they cry out unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So then, when we look at that, see, religion will mess you up. Religion will tell you that you can only ask God to do something for you when you have dotted your I's and crossed your T's. Don't wait on it, because that's not going to happen. Self-righteousness will mess you up, because that thing that you require of another, my God, it will turn around on you and try to lock you up. It will. But the word of God says, come on, cry out to me. When? In your time of trouble? And we say things like, yeah, girl, they get to God. Every time they get in trouble, then they get to him. I don't care. I don't care how you get to God. The important thing is that you get to him. And then we get an attitude when God delivered them and set them free. Why? Because we think they should have paid a penance, because we think we need to. When he said, if you ask me, to forgive your sin, I'm just. I'm going to forgive them and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, and I'm not going to remember them anymore. I said, well, now, you know, that kind of takes away from, God, this is my 39th time coming to you and telling you this. We can get bound in pity and self-righteousness and not cry out to God and not ask him to save us out of our trouble. We can get bound by the spirit of perfection and won't call on him, the only one that's able to deliver us from our destruction. He said destruction. Now, when I think of destruction, I think of death. I think of something being destroyed, something that's not going to come back. So you could be on your way to destruction, and cry out to your Father who loves you, my God in heaven. You can cry out to him in your trouble, and he will save you out of your distresses. Distresses. I shared with my mother one day, I said, Mom, I'm going to live a stress-free life. I want you to know that no longer did, when the words came out of my mouth, did it seem like hell hit from every side. And I said, God, I declare I'm going to live a stress-free life because stress does something to me. Now, maybe it doesn't bother other people. Maybe they can walk with it. Maybe they can carry it. But stress discombobulates me. It's not a part I wasn't made for it. I don't have the makeup for it. Why? Because I was taught to leave my burdens at the cross. That he cared for me and that he would take it, that his yoke was easy and that his burden was light. So when things begin to be weighty and heavy, I'm like, this is not for me. Is something wrong? Need to check the camp. We thinking, doing something is wrong. I don't care what situation that we find ourselves in. We've got to be able to cry out to God. Don't you let the enemy shut your mouth. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how many times you've done it. The Bible says that if you cry out to him, then he will save you from your trouble. Out of your distresses. That he'll deliver you from your destruction. But will you cry out? Or will you keep your church face on and act like everything is all right? Will you keep speaking something even though that thing is not and it's eating down on the inside of you? There are times when deliverance needs to take place. It needs to get down, and we need a gully washing. We need to go and do 3 days and three nights and ask God to get everything out of us that's not like him, because we've got to contaminate it. Ah, but he also. Glory to God. Take off the church face. Who cares? If you don't know by now that everybody has a day, I don't pretend. I tell on the enemy. I don't glorify him, but I talk to someone, and I tell them, this is what's going on. Pray with me. Stand with me. Ah, but he also. Why? Because one put 1,000 and two put 10,000. The anointing that God's placed on my life, I go into places and God moves, and I thank him for that. But you all, when that backlash comes, I've got to be able to bind it. I can't act like it's not there. When that attack comes, I can't do it by myself. That's why he gives us brethren and sisters in the ministry that won't take us to a place of a little G-O-D, but that they know, I've got to go to God just like you. That you can go to him in your time of trouble, and that he'll hear you, that he'll deliver you, that he'll save you. Thank you, God, that when life issues come up, that there's not a circumstance in my life that could come that God hasn't already prepared me for. That's why I won't prosper, because he's put in me what I need to step out of this or to go through it, not to stay in it. Ah, did he also? I thank God for that, for his mercy and his grace. But you all, there's a place of promise. Thank you, Jesus. There's a place of promise, a place where the cycles are broken. Thank you, Father. There's a place of promise where we live the life and that life more abundantly. Hallelujah. There's a place of promise here on earth where we receive houses that we didn't build, wells that we didn't dig. I'm talking about what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cannot be our God giving. I don't care what you've given. I don't care time, money, sacrifice. It doesn't matter. We cannot beat him giving. God will press down, shake together, give back to you that thing running over. And sometimes we make it small. We make it money. We make it something material. But you all, sometimes it's our joy. People are saying, how did you go through that? And you still have joy because of God. No goodness of my own. How did you go through that? And you were able to keep your mental thought, because I don't keep it. He said that he would keep me in perfect peace if I kept my mind stayed on him. How do I keep my mind stayed on him? I make my living according to that, my space. I make his word play in my space, in my living space. There's praise and there's worship going on. Hallelujah. That my home is a sanctuary, and that I make my body holy and acceptable unto him. I cast down thoughts, abidiosa, and high imagination that would exalt themselves over him. When I have thoughts that don't line up with his word, I say, no, that's not God. The Lord rebuke you. You cannot stay here. I am a woman of faith. I believe God no matter what. I thank him for that. Where did I get that? Because God loved me enough, to place me. That's why placement, you know, God doesn't do anything by mistake, men and women of God. Honor the shepherd that he's put over you. Honor the teaching that they gave you. They paid a price for it. They made a sacrifice for it. Hallelujah. Count it precious and dear. Everyone can't get a prayer through. What do I mean by that? That there are different levels of prayer. There are. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. That's why we call someone else when we're in trouble. The Bible says, cry out unto the Lord. They cry out unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them. Don't let pride tell you, you told God you weren't going to do that no more. No. You shut up. I'm going to cry out to God because he's the only one that can help me. That's why David said that it would be better, glory to God, for me to fall in the hands of God than in man. Because man going to judge. Man is going to make a decision about you. He's going to place a label on you. He's going to have his thought process already locked up. God in heaven. But God won't. Why? Because his son, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus is on the right-hand side of his Father making intercession for us. Now, let's look at it in the natural for a minute. We know that a son talking to his father has his father's undivided attention. And his father is listening to him. Now, God placed Jesus on his right-hand side, and Jesus is making intercession for us. So Jesus is not somewhere with a baseball bat waiting for us to make a mistake to destroy us. He's saying, God, let him try it again. God, she's fasted and she's prayed. God, he said he wasn't going to do it anymore. God, give him another opportunity. Open the door again. God, give him the wisdom that he needs. Jesus is making intercession that our souls not be lost. Why? Because he gave his life. He gave his life. God, Father, don't let these people die and go to hell. That's what I died for, so they wouldn't have to. He's your best team player. Jesus got your back. He is rooting for your success. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to make it through. Hallelujah, glory to God. He doesn't want you going in the same circle for 20 years. Huh? He doesn't want you going in the same circle for 40 years. He's saying, come on through, make the short journey. Huh? Try the journey of obedience. Hallelujah, glory to God. And whatever it takes to me, for me to get you to promise, that's what we're going to do. I thank God for that. The question tonight is, will you cry out? Will you? Will you cry out? Will you cry out to God in your time of trouble? Your trouble may not be my trouble, and mine may not be yours. Someone may have financial trouble. Someone may have health trouble. Someone may have mental trouble. Someone could be having relationship trouble, but it's trouble. Will you cry out to him, or will you try to work it out yourself? Will you try to work that thing out yourself? Or will you cry out to him and ask him to deliver, to save you from your destruction? To save you from your distresses. It's imperative that we know whose we are. God, I thank you. That we know whose we are. My daddy sent out a text last week. Thank you, Jesus. And he texted some of my friends. And one of my friends said to me, that text was on time because I needed to know that I was a king's kid. And that comes with benefits, y'all. My circumstances may not change. They may not. But who I am is never going to change. I am a king's kid. I'm his child. It's his desire to be blessed, to bless me. He said that his thoughts towards me were good and not evil, for an expected end and a good success. He said that I'm the apple of his eye. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He called me dear. Apostle Thomas wrote a book years ago called the Alphabet Book, and through that book, she took, God gave her to get, take every letter of the alphabet and what he said about us. You should write me for a copy of that book. You should. Because it's a good rehearsal. It's a good reminder in life circumstances of what God said about me. Who did God say I am? What did God call me? He didn't call me ignorant. He said I was not ignorant to Satan's devices. He said that if I lacked wisdom, that I could ask him and that he would pour it out liberally unto me. He didn't call me lazy. Ha, did he offside? He told them wicked people that they were slothful and wicked. He did. But he called me something else. He said that I was a royal priesthood. A peculiar nation. He told me to be read of all epistles of all men, that we are read epistles of all men. God, I thank you. They made a song called I'm the Friend of God. And when I first heard the title of it, I was like, now, you know, we done ran out now. We're a friend of God. Until I went to the scripture. That's why you can't say stuff out loud. When you have a thought, you ought to check it out. I said, wow, God, you did call us a friend. You said to that family, you're a friend. But when we realize that no matter what comes in our life, good, bad, or indifferent, that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Why? Why are our footsteps ordered by him? He said that a righteous man's footsteps were ordered by him. That means that the steps that I take, hallelujah, the places that I land, God, your soul, that he walked me there. And then he told me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against me, that in judgment I shall condemn it. He didn't say he would condemn it. He said that I would condemn it in judgment. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. You all, we are so very blessed. We are so very blessed. I can't impress upon you enough that no matter what it is, hallelujah, no matter how long you've been doing it, that if you would cry out to God, hallelujah, that if you would cry out to God, God, I thank you, that if you would cry out to him in your trouble, that he would save you out of your distresses, and that he would send his word and heal you and deliver you from your destruction. I've got some destructions in my life, you all. I've got some horrible non-exercise eating issues. Horrible. And I know better. And when I get off course, I have to go back and cry out to God and say, Father, help me. You saw what I ate today. I didn't exercise today. I didn't drink the water I should have. I ate too late because I know the things I'm supposed to do. I do. I know them. I have knowledge of them. But the practice of that thing has not become permanent in my life. And I'm declaring that it become permanent in my life. That it would be an everyday exercise of loving Kathy. Glory to God. Whether that practice is that you're always saying something negative, you're always fussing, maybe you're overbearing, whatever it is. It could be a habit. Maybe you're still drinking. Maybe you're still smoking. Maybe you're still doing drugs. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it for. God said, will you cry out to him? Will you cry out to him? Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your husband. Will you cry out to God about that thing? My God in heaven. You all, God loves us so much. He does. He is so awesomely wonderful. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for everything that he's done in my life. I thank him for every no and for every yes. I thank him for every open door and every closed door. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him for every healing. Hallelujah. Whether it was on by the laying on of hands or whether by instruction. I thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, I just want to share this with you. There are some people that I pray for that God literally heals immediately, and they never suffer with that thing again. And I asked God, I said, God, you know, if some people I pray for, you heal them right then and there. And if some people that I pray for, that you give me instruction for them. I have an aunt that has been in a nursing hospital type of place for a really long time, and I pray for her. I labor in prayer for her. And I'm saying, God, you know, this is my aunt. I just keep it real, y'all. I'm like, God, this is my aunt. And I've been asking you for a long time, what's the hindrance? What's the hold up? And God will say, keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. So then what? I have to embrace his sovereignty. The Bible says he has 10,000 blessings in his hand. He gives them to whom he pleases. We don't direct him. We accept and know that the things that he's decided for his will and for his glory. Our job is to do what this Bible says. The Bible says that people left here believing. Promises that they had never seen. But years, years after they were gone, that promise was fulfilled. So circumstances don't shake me anymore. They don't move me anymore. I say, okay, God, well, this is what we're doing, huh? Okay, this is a little different. Show me what you want me to do. I thank God for you all tonight. We're going to pray. If you would just agree with us in prayer, get that thing, get that thing, get that thing that you're going to cry out to God about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Join me in prayer. Father, hallelujah. According to your word, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, we're crying out to you. Father, we're crying out to you. God, we lose prayer in the belly of your people. Intercessory prayer. We loose it across this line in the name of Jesus. We loose the ability for them to cry out. We go past pride in the name of Jesus. We go past religion and self-righteousness. And we loose out of the Osiah, the ability to cry out to thee, the ability to pray God and cry out to you. Out of the Osiah. God, we cry out to you in our trouble, Josiah, and we know that you'll save us out of our distresses. God, that you'll deliver us from our destruction. In the name of Jesus, I lose the ability to pray, Josiah, across the airways, in the name of Jesus. Father, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, they'll be able to pray with an ease. God, they'll be able to pray out of your soul, knowing they'll get a breakthrough. The ability to pray, God. Father, we stir up the prayer in your people. In the name of Jesus, the ability to pray, and believe you, God, that they believe you, Father, that we believe you, hallelujah, over the circumstance or situations, that we believe you, God, the ability to pray, hallelujah, the ability, God, to cry out to you, Father, in our time of trouble, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah. We come against tradition in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over every spirit of religion in the name of Jesus. And we loose the peace of God that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. We send the word of God, hallelujah, that we're healed by his stripes. Thank you, Jesus. We lose, God, the anointing to destroy the yokes. Abadioso, the yoke of bondage. Adiosaya. Oh, God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, give it up, Adioso. Give it up, Adiosaya. Give it to him. Let it go. Abadiosaya. Give it to him. Abadiosa. God, what am I going to do? He said, give it to me. God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. He said, give it to me. Will you cry out? Will you cry out today? Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Give it back to him. Some of us gave it and we went and picked it back up again. And he's saying, give it to me. Leave it at the altar. You walk away and leave it at the altar. After you've cried out, leave it at the altar. After you've cried out, leave it at the altar. After you've cried out unto the Lord, leave it at the altar. Don't go back and get it, no matter what. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the ability to pray. We thank you for the ability to cry out, God. We thank you for the ability to leave it at the altar in the name of Jesus. We leave it at the altar today. We leave addiction at the altar today. We leave sickness at the altar today. We leave stress at the altar today. We leave complaint at the altar today. We leave murmuring at the altar today. We leave negative thinking at the altar today. Adiosoya. We leave homemongering at the altar today. We leave lust and poverty at the altar today. Adiosaya. We leave our tent at the altar today. Adiosaya. We leave cigarettes and alcohol at the altar today. In the name of Jesus. We leave anger and fighting at the altar today. In the name of Jesus. Oranidesoya. We leave forgetfulness at the altar today. In the name of Jesus. We leave lack at the altar today. God, we leave repetitive cycles at the altar today in the name of Jesus. We walk away from the altar after crying out to you, Lord, knowing that you'll deliver us, hallelujah, from our destruction, that you save us out of our distresses in the name of Jesus. We walk away in peace. We walk away with our joy full. Father, we walk away knowing that our footsteps are ordered by you. Father, we walk away knowing, God, that all things work together for our good because we're called by you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. And we love you. And because we love you, we obey you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we magnify you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises up against us, that in judgment we shall condemn it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that 1,000 fall at our left and 10,000 at our right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for houses that we didn't build. Thank you for wells that we didn't dig. Thank you, God, for life and that life more abundantly. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every preacher and every pastor, Father. We lose the strength of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak to hearts that they be softened. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every hard heart. And God, we ask you to make it a heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to save the unsaved, heal the sick, free the imprisoned, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, every missionary on foreign soil, God, that they walk in abundance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Roma shia korashe. Rania koshea liosoa. God, we lift up Alice to you. God, and the children that you take care of in the orphanage in Africa. God, we lift her up to you in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up the school in Haiti and the babies walking from the mountains. We lift them up to you, God. Touch your people's hearts that they forget not to give, God, to those that are fatherless. Hallelujah. And unto the widow, your word told us, the body of Christ, to take care of the widow and the fatherless. Abadiosa, put them on our minds and our hearts. Put them on our wallets and our checkbooks. In the name of Jesus, for your glory, God, for your glory, for your glory. Father, thank you. Thank you for everyone that's on this line tonight. God, that they walk away full and not empty. Hallelujah. That they walk away strengthened and not weak. Hallelujah. They walk away joyful and not sad. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Thank you, Lord, that they will not be weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. That they will faint not in the name of Jesus. For your glory, we give you praise and honor. Father, bless God, Apostle Kaiser and Smile 3E for allowing us to be on the air. Hallelujah. God, they faithfully take care of us, and we appreciate them. Hallelujah. God, give it back to them in a surplus, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we declare that it is so, and so it is. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for partaking in what God shared with us. Remember that you can write us at GodStillHeals, hallelujah, at gmail.com. That's GodStillHeals at gmail.com. Or you can mail it to us at 551 North Central Avenue, Suite 1D as in David, Chicago, Illinois, 606. Excuse me, Chicago, Illinois, 60651. Thank you so much. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Thank you, and God bless you. Good night.